All right, so AI, right? It's everywhere you look these days, and it's even popping up in like phone calls now.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
So today we are diving into this platform called Fluent AI. Have you heard of it?
I have, yeah. It's one of a bunch of new platforms promising to like revolutionize customer service with AI.
Yeah, and they make some pretty bold claims. Like right on their website, it says create AI-powered voice call agents in 60 seconds. 60
Yeah,
seconds.
that's quite a claim. I mean, to build a, truly functional AI agent, you need a lot more than a minute, right?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like 60 seconds to get started, maybe, but.
Yeah, there's training data, natural language processing, all that stuff takes time.
Exactly. And it gets even like more intense with their promises. They're saying like human-like conversations, 24/7 availability, they can handle any call. It's like they've got it all figured out. What do you think about that?
It definitely sounds impressive, but you gotta wonder how realistic it is in practice.
Right. Okay, so let's break it down. They keep saying human-like conversations, but what does that even mean in the context of AI?
Well, they're talking about natural language processing, or NLP,
Okay, NLP.
which allows the AI to understand and respond to human speech, which has come a long way, but it's still not perfect.
So you're saying there's a difference between an AI, like understanding what you're saying and actually having a proper conversation?
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, think about the difference between following a script and actually improvising in a conversation.
That's a good point.
Humans are really good at like understanding context, reading between the lines.
Picking up on those subtle cues.
Exactly. AI is getting there, but it still has a ways to go.
So those human-like conversations might be a little bit of a stretch for now, but what about their claim that these AI agents can handle any type of call? I mean, are we talking like sales calls, customer support, even those awkward breakup calls?
Well, they're definitely aiming for versatility.
Yeah.
And to be fair, AI can be great for like predictable conversations.
Right, like scheduling appointments or answering FAQs.
Exactly. But when things get complicated or, emotionally charged,
Yeah, like dealing with a frustrated customer.
that's where AI can run into trouble.
Yeah, it's one thing to train an AI on how to answer basic questions, but it's another thing entirely to equip it with, like empathy and emotional intelligence. Now, one thing that stood out to me on their website was how much they're emphasizing like solving the headache of refund requests. It seems like they're really focusing on that.
Yeah, it's interesting. It seems like they're targeting businesses that have a high volume of those like transactional calls, where efficiency is really important.
Ah, so instead of trying to replace your entire customer service team, maybe they're thinking of these AI agents as more like specialists.
Exactly. For those tedious, repetitive tasks.
Clever.
Yeah.
Now, to make things even more interesting, they're also talking about human-like voices and intelligent speech detection. They even have like a demo on their website where you can listen to their AI agent in action.
Oh yeah, I listened to that. It's actually pretty convincing.
Right. So tell me, what's the technology behind that?
Well, voice synthesis has come a long way. We've gone way past those robotic voices from, years ago.
For sure. It's amazing how realistic it sounds now.
Yeah. But the real test is how well these AI agents will perform in like real-world situations.
Because a pre-recorded demo is one thing, but what happens when a customer throws a curveball question or wants to talk about something that's not in the AI's like script?
Right. That's where the limitations of AI become really clear. I mean, we can train AI on massive amounts of data, but it's still tough to replicate the flexibility of an actual human brain.
It's like the difference between like following a recipe and actually improvising a gourmet meal. Sometimes you need that human touch, you know? Speaking of which, let's talk about another important ingredient, their pricing structure. They've got these tiered plans, starter, business, agency, each one like more enticing than the last.
It does make you wonder if there are any hidden costs or gotchas in the fine print.
That's what I'm thinking. So we're back and ready to dig into those call fluent pricing tiers. Starter, business, agency, it all sounds pretty standard, right? But something tells me there's more to it than meets the eye.
You're right to be skeptical. There are always important details hidden in the fine print. Like their starter plan, they're offering this massive discount, making it seem incredibly affordable.
Yeah, it's practically a steal. But what's the catch with this budget-friendly option?
Well, let's take a look. With a starter plan, you get one voice agent, one workspace, and a very limited 100 minutes of call time per month. You'll also need your own Twilio account, which adds another layer of cost they don't exactly highlight up front.
Wait a minute, did you say 100 minutes of call time per month? For a business that relies on customer interactions, that's like Nothing.
Exactly. It's barely enough to handle a handful of calls. This tier is clearly designed for extremely low-volume use, or as a way to lure you in and then upsell you to their pricier plans.
It's like a pace test at the grocery store, just enough to get you interested, but not enough to actually satisfy you.
I like that analogy. They're banking on businesses quickly outgrowing that starter plan and feeling the pressure to upgrade.
Yeah, it's a classic marketing tactic. So let's jump to the opposite end of the spectrum and dissect their agency tier. They're offering unlimited everything, agents, workspaces, you name it. Plus, they'll even let you white label the platform. They're clearly targeting big, ambitious businesses with this one.
It does sound tempting, but I always get a little wary when I see the word unlimited.
Me too. It feels too good to be true. Isn't there usually some fine print lurking somewhere setting limits on that unlimited promise?
There almost always is. There will definitely be fair usage policies in place to prevent abuse of the system. Plus, you have to consider the technical limitations. Even if it's technically unlimited, a sudden surge in usage could lead to performance issues.
So unlimited often comes with a few asterisks. It's like saying you can have unlimited refills at a restaurant, but then they bring you a thimble full of soda.
Exactly. It's all about managing expectations. It's crucial to carefully read those terms and conditions, not just focus on the exciting features, understand the boundaries they've set within those offerings.
It's all about the details, isn't it? And speaking of details, let's circle back to the core of this technology. We've talked about their human-like voices and their advanced speech detection, but what's the real deal with that?
They're definitely leveraging some cutting-edge technology, especially with their integration of 11 labs for voice cloning. That's how they create those incredibly realistic synthetic voices.
11 labs. That's the company that can clone anyone's voice with just a few minutes of audio, right? Imagine having Morgan Freeman as your AI customer service agent.
Right. The tech behind voice cloning is pretty mind-blowing. It involves analyzing a voice sample and breaking it down into all its core components. The pitch, the tone, the rhythm, even those subtle breathing patterns. Then, using some pretty complex algorithms, they can recreate that voice and make it say anything.
That's both fascinating and a little creepy at the same time. It does make you wonder about the ethical implications.
Definitely. But putting those concerns aside for now, this technology signals a clear shift towards a future with hyper-realistic AI interactions.
It makes you wonder where we'll be in a few years. Will we even be able to tell the difference between a real voice and a synthetic one?
It's a question we'll have to grapple with as this technology advances. But let's shift gears for a moment and discuss another key aspect. CallFluent emphasizes data integration. They're very proud of the fact that their platform can connect with pretty much anything, CRMs, marketing automation, you name it.
So why is this data integration such a big deal in the AI world? Is it just a buzzword, or is there real value there?
It's far more than just a buzzword. Remember, AI needs a massive amount of data to learn and improve. Data integration is how it gets that data. By plugging into your existing systems, these AI agents gain access to a treasure trove of information about your customers.
So it's like giving them X-ray vision into my customer database. That's incredibly powerful, but it also makes me think about privacy and data security.
You're right to be concerned about that. Data privacy is crucial with any AI, especially one that has access to sensitive information. A responsible AI provider needs to be transparent about how they collect, store, and use data. Look for things like robust security measures and clear data usage policies.
It's like giving someone the keys to your house. You want to be sure they're trustworthy. Speaking of trust, what about CallFluent's real-world examples? They've got these case studies of their AI agents in action, like scheduling appointments and giving property details. Did any of those resonate with you?
They were well presented, but it's important to remember that those are carefully chosen examples designed to show the technology in its best light. It's like watching a movie trailer versus watching the entire film. The trailer might be full of action and excitement, but the full story might be a different experience altogether.
That's a great analogy. So you're saying we shouldn't base our judgments solely on those polished marketing materials.
Exactly. Don't be afraid to dig deeper, ask the tough questions, and consider whether these use cases truly align with your specific business needs.
Great advice. But before we get too lost in the weeds of specific use cases, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we'll tie all of this together and explore what this CallFluent deep dive reveals about the bigger picture of AI-powered customer service. Stay tuned.
All right, so we're back, and I feel like we've uncovered a lot about CallFluent AI and AI-powered customer service in general.
Yeah, we've gone through a lot. Their promises, their pricing, the tech behind it all.
Yeah, we've been digging deep. But I think it's time to, like, take a step back and look at the bigger picture, you know? What does all of this tell us about the future of AI and customer service? Well, I think CallFluent is a perfect example of how AI is becoming more accessible to everyone. A few years ago, this type of technology was really expensive and complicated.
Only big companies with tons of resources could even think about using it.
Exactly. But now we're seeing these tools becoming available to businesses of all sizes, which is pretty exciting.
It is exciting, but it also feels a little, I don't know, overwhelming. Like, with all this new AI stuff popping up, it's hard to know what to trust and what to, like, ignore.
I totally get that. It's not enough to just be impressed by the magic of AI anymore.
Right. We need to be more critical.
Exactly. We have to understand what AI can and cannot do and what the potential risks are.
So it's not just about can AI do this, but should AI do this?
Exactly. Like we talked about earlier, there are some big ethical questions around AI, especially when it comes to data privacy.
Yeah, we can't just ignore those concerns.
Definitely not. And that's why it's so important to have these conversations to make sure we're developing and using AI responsibly.
So instead of asking, will AI replace humans? Maybe the better question is, how can AI and humans work together more effectively?
Now you're getting it. It's not about replacing humans. It's about finding ways for humans and AI to complement each other.
Like, imagine if AI could handle all those repetitive, time-consuming tasks.
The ones that no one really wants to do anyway.
Exactly. That would free up human customer service agents to focus on the more complex issues, the ones that really require that human touch.
Right, the kind of problems that require empathy, creativity, and all those things that AI hasn't quite mastered yet.
It's like AI can handle the logistics and humans can handle the relationships.
Exactly. That's a great way to think about it.
Well, on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today. We've explored the promises and the potential pitfalls of AI-powered customer service. What are your final thoughts for our listeners?
I would say, stay curious, stay informed, and most importantly, stay engaged. The future of AI is not something that just happens to us.
We all have a role in shaping how this technology evolves.
Exactly. So let's make sure we're asking the tough questions, considering the ethical implications, and using AI to create a better future for everyone.
Couldn't said it better myself. That's all the time we have for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us, and we'll catch you next time.